summer is upon us. The sun was shining this past weekend, which meant most of my kids and grandkids enjoy time on the beach and tubing. It took me back to when my children were little ones sitting with their grandparents. I have enjoyed summer fun on the same beach for over 50 years with my grandparents, parents, kids, and now my grandkids. There wasn't the same technology back then as today, so I had to get creative with things for the kids to do to keep them entertained during the summer. Here are 15 fun, yet educational summer activities that involve little to no technology and strengthen family bonds. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's topic of summer activities to build family bonds. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. Last week, I talked about reading. Now is a great time to spend a few minutes reading with your children daily. Engage them in different types of reading material, such as a comic book, or a how-to on simple science experiments, or crafts. Encourage your children to choose their books, which helps them develop confidence. Allowing your children to make choices teaches them to express their thoughts and listen to what others say. Reading also enhances their vocabulary, comprehension, and critical thinking skills. Try setting up a summer reading challenge with a fun reward system to motivate kids to read a certain number of books. I find bubblegum and stickers work great no matter the age. I have also talked about a gratitude journal before. It is so easy to find things to be grateful for. Keeping a gratitude journal helps children focus on positive experiences and understand what they value. This self-awareness is crucial for setting personal boundaries as it allows them to identify what makes them feel safe and happy. It also promotes emotional regulation and resilience, contributing to overall mental well-being. Start a daily gratitude journal. Each family member writes down three things they are grateful for daily and shares them with the family. Even going around the table at mealtime and saying what you are grateful for causes you to appreciate all you have in life, encouraging a positive mindset. You can also explore curiosity together. My grandma was good at this. I remember this one summer when my sister and I went to stay with my grandparents for 2 weeks. Grandma planned this time as if we were at camp. One thing she taught us to do was make a canoe out of birch bark. We found the birch bark from a dead tree branch, and Grandma had a lot of information about nature. This encourages curiosity, which leads to better problem-solving skills and a deeper world understanding. Children learn to ask questions and seek information by exploring new topics, such as making this birch bark canoe. So try planning a family curiosity project. Explore a new topic and share what you've learned with each other. Another suggestion is using a free stargazing app to learn about stars in the sky. You could try creating a star map and mark the constellations you find. Another summer activity? you can learn how to resolve conflicts through team games, such as an indoor or outdoor scavenger hunt. Team games are a fun way to teach conflict resolution skills. They require cooperation, communication, and compromise, helping children learn to work together towards a common goal. These games also provide opportunities to practice patience, empathy, and problem solving in real-time situations. So organize a family indoor or outdoor scavenger hunt. This activity provides a safe space for children to practice their reading, handle disagreements, and find mutually beneficial solutions. I have provided both an indoor and outdoor scavenger hunt on my website at parentingyoungsters.com. You can also try learning a new skill together. This allows you and your children to share their experiences, challenges, and achievements, promoting a positive learning environment. This process helps children feel valued and heard, boosting their confidence in expressing themselves. I am a firm believer that everyone needs to learn to cook something. My dad didn't know how to make a cup of tea, so when my mother was ill, it fell on me to cook dinner and keep the house running as smoothly as possible. So maybe learn about nutrition and healthy eating habits. Try cooking a healthy recipe together and discuss the nutritional value of different foods. This can even lead to a family recipe cookbook. You can also, over the summer, do journaling for personal growth. Journaling is a powerful tool for self-reflection and personal growth. It helps your children understand their feelings and thoughts, essential for setting healthy boundaries. By regularly writing down their experiences and emotions, they learn to identify their needs and communicate them effectively. For younger ones, journaling helps them with reading and writing communication skills. Set up a journaling routine in which family members write about their experiences and feelings and share insight during dinner time. This practice promotes self-awareness and helps your children learn to articulate their boundaries clearly. Get creative through arts and crafts. Arts and crafts provide a creative outlet for children to express their emotions and ideas. This activity enhances their ability to communicate non-verbally and verbally, fostering assertive communication. It also helps them develop creativity and problem-solving skills. Give a child a paper and crayons and they can entertain themselves for hours. When I was helping the students in grades 1 and 2 at the school, they all loved to draw. I encouraged this because it was a way for them to describe what they had drawn for me. What about a family movie night? In 2021, I received a phone call from a movie producer, Richard Boddington, to be part of a movie production called Wickensburg. It was my first time doing such a thing, but I was up for it. Richard hired me as the assistant production manager. I also ended up getting a small, non-speaking part in the movie. Last year, we shot The Return to Wickensburg, and in a couple of weeks, we will shoot the last in the series, The Secrets of Wickensburg. I'm telling you about this movie because it is an excellent one for any age. The movie is about a mother and her young son who moved to a new small town. They soon discover the town harbors a dark secret, And it's a race against time to save the day. Denise Richard plays the mother. Making his debut is Jensen Garrig, who plays her son, along with her acting debut, Catherine White. I put a link for the trailer in the show notes. There's nothing better than spending a day at the beach, building sandcastles, swimming, and talking. When was the last time you gave your children your undivided attention and listened, really listened to what they had to say? Put your technologies away. Have fun and just play like a kid. Picnics are a lot of fun. Oh, I remember as a kid, my mom would take us on picnics. We would go out in the forest, we'd go to the beach, we'd jump in the boat, find a small beach to sit on. I love picnics. Pack a lunch and picnic at a local park or in at your backyard even. What is it about eating outdoors? Everything tastes better. How about getting the kids to pack the lunch? Maybe make sandwiches and learn to be independent so they have life skills when they are living on their own. Getting outside for outdoor fun, such as walking, even playing frisbee, or throwing a ball back and forth, is a fantastic way for you and your children to connect with nature and each other. These activities promote physical health, enhance coordination, and boost their moods by reducing stress and increasing happiness through fresh air and exercise. Outdoor play encourages creativity, fosters social skills through interactive play, and strengthens family bonds as everyone enjoys quality time together. Here's an idea for an easy-to-do science experiment. As I mentioned in a previous episode about positive affirmations, I learned about two fascinating experiments conducted by Dr. Emoto that demonstrate the power of words and intentions. Dr. Emoto was a Japanese researcher, author, and entrepreneur known for his controversial experiments on the impact of human consciousness. Here are the two experiments he conducted. One is called the water crystal, and the other one is the rice experiment. So with the water crystal experiment, Dr. Emoto exposed two jars filled with water to various words, music, and environments. Several times throughout the day, Dr. Emoto spoke positive words like love and gratitude to one jar. He said negative words like hate, anger to the other jar. After 30 days of doing this, he froze the jars and examined the crystals under a microscope. The jar of water exposed to positive words and music formed well-defined crystals, while the jar of water exposed to negative words and music formed distorted and chaotic patterns. And if you don't have a microscope, just see if you can tell if there's a difference between the two jars. Or maybe try the rice experiment, which might be a little easier to do. Again, Dr. Emoto took two jars and placed rice in them, adding water. In one jar, he spoke positively several times throughout each day with words like thank you, I love you. While the other jar, he spoke negatively with words like you fool, I hate you. After 30 days, the rice in the jar that received positive affirmations was relatively unchanged, while the rice in the jar that received negative words had turned moldy and decayed significantly. Both of these experiments demonstrate the potential influence of our thoughts, words, and emotions on those around us, emphasizing the power of positivity and the harmful effects of negativity. Give it a try and see what happens for you. Card games offer numerous benefits for children and families. They enhance problem-solving skills, memory, and math abilities. Games like Go Fish or Crazy Eights improve concentration. Card games can also enhance fine motor skills and talents while they're handling the cards. And last but not least, I love to dance. There doesn't seem to be the dancing there was. So I dance at home. My four youngest grandchildren, aged 12 to 17, don't even know how to dance. Two of them went to their first dance this year. Music and dancing are not just fun activities. They also play a crucial role in your children's development. Learning songs and rhythms improves recall, while understanding beats and patterns in music can boost their math skills. Dancing helps children develop better coordination and balance, improving their gross and fine motor skills. Dancing is a great exercise that promotes fitness and cardiovascular health. Emotionally, music and dance provide a creative outlet for children to express themselves, boosting self-esteem and confidence. Try different types of music. See what your kids think. As Nike says, just do it. Summer is the perfect time to strengthen family bonds and create lasting memories with fun and even educational activities. Engaging in these activities allows your children to learn and grow while enjoying the warm weather and spending quality time together. From reading adventures and gratitude journals to exploring curiosity and learning new skills, these experiences promote cognitive, emotional, and physical development. So take advantage of the summer months to disconnect from technology and connect with your family through meaningful and enjoyable activities. Whether it's a beach day, a scavenger hunt, or a dance party, these moments will bring joy and laughter and help your children develop essential life skills. Make this summer unforgettable for your children by spending quality time together and creating traditions they will cherish for generations. Next week, I'm talking about the ins and outs of praising your children. Praising your children might seem simple, but there's a right way to do it, and that makes a big difference. Did you know that how you praise your child can affect how they see themselves? For example, you don't want to say, "You're a genius for solving that problem." What your child is thinking is, "Genius? I only got one out of three questions." Instead, you can say, "You came up with an excellent answer for that last question." So if you're curious about how to praise your children in a way that matters, come back next week to learn more tips and tricks for effective praising. We'll explore the best ways to encourage your kids and help them build confidence. You don't want to miss it. And I'm going to end with a plug for my latest book in a series called Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. The book is titled Finding Lily's Magic Within, A Tale of Building Confidence, which is available on August 13th on Amazon and Ingram Spark. Set in the charming town of Georgian Hollow, this heartwarming tale follows Lily as she learns valuable life skills from her wise and loving Grandma Kate. Perfect for young readers, this book tackles real-life issues like bullying, self-doubt, and fear of making mistakes. It's a beautiful tool for parents and educators to help children build confidence and resilience. Don't miss out on this inspiring story. Mark your calendars for August the 13th. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. As I conclude this episode, I want to remind you to subscribe to my podcast, Tips for Parenting Youngsters. With new episodes released every Thursday, you will want to take advantage of my valuable insights and strategies for positive parenting. Embark on a journey of self-discovery and join me as I navigate the complexities of parenting to build stronger family bonds and self-esteem. Parenting is full of challenges, but remember, the most profound change starts within us. Be the role model your children look up to. They always watch and learn from us. Visit parentingyoungsters.com for a wealth of free practical resources. The website is designed to support you and your family in your everyday parenting challenges, from tips on self-discipline and positive affirmations to various other valuable topics. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?